DeepEnglish.com. Life or Death. Fluency Booster. Part B. He immediately thought of cutting off his arm. Of course, he didn't want to do this, so he tried not to think about it. Did he want to cut off his arm? No, of course, he didn't want to do this. Did he think a lot about cutting off his arm? No, he tried not to think about it. After a short time, he lost feeling in the trapped arm. He tried many different ways to escape. Did he try to escape? Yes, he tried many ways to escape. He tried to push the rock, but he couldn't. He tried to break the rock, but he couldn't. He tried to use his climbing equipment to pull the rock, but he couldn't. Did he try to push the rock? Yes, he tried to push the rock. Did he try to break the rock? Yes, he tried to break the rock. Did he try to roll the rock with his equipment? No, he didn't try to roll the rock with his equipment. He tried to pull the rock with his equipment. He knew that there was almost no chance of anyone finding him. Did he have a good chance of anyone finding him? No, there was almost no chance of anyone finding him. He had little water, and he knew he could not survive for long. Did he have a lot of water? No, he didn't have a lot of water. He had little water. Aaron knew that death was a very real possibility. Did Aaron know that death was a real possibility? Yes, Aaron knew that death was a very real possibility. He took out his video camera and began to record himself. Who did Aaron record? He recorded himself. My name is Aaron Ralston. My parents are Donna and Larry Ralston of Englewood, Colorado. Whoever finds this, please make an attempt to get it to them. Who did Aaron want to contact with the recording? He wanted to contact his parents. Aaron said goodbye to his family. Did Aaron say goodbye to the rock? No, Aaron didn't say goodbye to the rock. He said goodbye to his family. So again, love to everyone. Bring love and peace and happiness and beautiful lives into the world in my honor. Thank you. Love you. What did Aaron want? Aaron wanted everyone to bring love and peace and happiness and beautiful lives into the world. He stopped recording. Did he continue recording? No, he didn't continue recording. He stopped recording. He then used his knife to write his name on the rock. What did he use to write his name on the rock? He used his knife to write his name on the rock. Under his name, he wrote October 1975. This was the month and year he was born. Under that, he wrote April 2003. This was the current month and year. Why did he write October 1975? This was the month and year he was born. Why did he write April 2003? This was the current month and year. This was his gravestone. He prayed to God and was ready to die. Was Aaron ready to die? Yes, Aaron was ready to die. He knew that cutting off his arm was his only chance to escape. He had a knife, but it was a very cheap one. Did Aaron have an expensive knife? No, his knife wasn't expensive. It was a cheap knife. As he cut off his arm, he felt a strange mixture of terrible pain and joy. What kind of pain did he feel? He felt a strange mixture of terrible pain and joy. He called it a beautiful pain. Cutting his arm was the worst pain of his life, but the idea of freedom made him very excited. Why did he feel excited? He felt excited because he was almost free. He had to be very careful not to pass out from the pain and excitement. He cut the skin. He cut the muscles. He cut the nerves. What did he cut? He cut the skin, the muscles, and the nerves. But he couldn't cut the bone. His knife was not strong enough. Could he cut the bone? No, he couldn't cut the bone. Why couldn't he cut the bone? His knife was not strong enough.